Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hope you're staying dry out there. Very, very rainy day. Very, very rainy, I guess you could say, almost 24 hours. But you ask me, I think it's needed here. The Northwoods has had a dry winter and a dry spring, so a little bit of rain never hurt anybody. Coming up on today's show, we're going to sit down with Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game. He rejoins to talk Brewers. Also, we'll have Hatchet Track and Field coach Kurt Cordova stop by to talk about the beginning of the season. Plus, I've got some Packers mock drafts for you. I'll have a full 7-round mock draft, by the way, coming up next week. These will be 5 3-round mock drafts that I have for you. Some of them include trades. Some of them include staying pat. But first, we're going to hit the hardwood and talk some Milwaukee Bucks because there's some stuff that needs to be said. Let's get into it.
5.2 left. No timeouts left for the Bucks. Here comes Dame. 3 seconds. Dame pulls for the win. Oh, Dame time is alive and well in Milwaukee.
Well, Dame time needs to get his little behind healthy so that we can go ahead and get as healthy as we possibly can to get into this postseason. So, the Milwaukee Bucks finished their season with a 49-33 record. They are the number 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, and they're going to be taking on the Indiana Pacers in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, obviously the season was a disappointment because we thought that Giannis and Dame were going to go together just like that. But sometimes, when you put a team together, especially a team where you're taking out a star like Drew Holiday and putting in a superstar like Damian Lillard, sometimes there can be a little bit of friction. Now, a lot of national media pundits, from what I've seen, could be different, are picking Indiana to win this series. And you know what? You may as well pick Indiana over a vulnerable Bucks team that's going to be without Giannis and Antetokounmpo to begin the playoffs. But let me say this. Milwaukee has been a lot better defensively in the second half of the season since bringing in Doc Rivers. The problem is that their offense has taken a big dip, and I don't think that we necessarily expected that. Their offense was just so powerful and so put together under Adrian Griffin that it took a step back, and Doc Rivers said, let's go ahead and focus in on defense. Now, the one thing I'm going to point out with this particular team without Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they may be without Damian Lillard because he tweaked his hamstring also in practice, this particular Bucks team, I don't see championship on it, unfortunately. And I tried my hardest throughout the course of the season, especially after they let go of Adrian Griffin and brought in Doc Rivers. But this team's going out in the second round max. I don't think they're making it to the conference finals, and I don't think that if they were to make it, they would be Boston at this point. But my thing is everybody seems to be writing off Milwaukee. Are we really sure that Indiana is going to knock off this Bucks team? Since the in-season tournament, the Indiana Pacers have been average, mediocre, slightly above average. Yes, their offense is legit, but their defense has been absolutely lethargic. Their method is to outscore all the opponents, essentially put forth their best effort offensively and run up and down the court. 7 seconds or less, Mike D'Antoni revolutionized that with the Phoenix Suns with Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. But the thing is, this Indiana Pacers team, not a lot of their players have been in the playoffs to begin with. This is Tyrese Halliburton's first experience in the postseason. This is Miles Turner's been here before. Buddy Hield's been in the postseason before. Dame Lillard's been in the postseason before, though. So is Giannis. So is Brooke Lopez. So is Bobby Portis. So is Chris Middleton. And to a lesser degree, Malik Beasley. No, Giannis is going to be an issue, but I still think that the Bucks can win this series in 7 games. They are going to have to play incredibly well defensively, though. And that's with the healthy Damian Lillard. And the thing is, when was the last time the Pacers have actually been competitive in the postseason? The last time they were was when they went up against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers and forced them to seven games with the quote-unquote renaissance of Victor Oladipo. And that was, I believe, Nate McMillan as head coach. Now, let's go ahead and play the best-case scenario. Let's say that Milwaukee ends up winning this series. If Milwaukee ends up winning the series, you just move on to the next one, which will likely be the New York Knicks waiting for them. That's not a good matchup either. I think the Bucks can push that series to six or seven games, but I don't know if they'd be able to pull it off in a game seven at Madison Square Garden. The thing that is going to work in Milwaukee's favor as they start to head into the postseason is that they have been incredibly better defensively, and also experience will play a big factor, I think, in this particular series. So if Milwaukee wins, you're going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo back, likely. Because Giannis is going to be out for the beginning of the series. I don't know if he is going to be healthy and ready to go towards the end of the series. I could be wrong, but it all depends on his soleus strain. That really is what it boils down to. I'm just glad that it's not a torn Achilles. So if Milwaukee wins, they're likely going to get Indiana. We have the East play-in tournament that's about ready to get underway. They'll be playing either either Philadelphia or Miami in the first round. And a healthy Joel Embiid could make that series very, very interesting. If Miami plays, you can never count out playoff Jimmy Butler, to be completely honest with you. Because for whatever reason, in the best case scenario, we saw what Jimmy Butler was able to do with the Miami Heat last year. And look at where they've gotten. They've surprised people with a couple of runs into the postseason. Deep into the postseason, too. They both made it to the NBA Finals, lost in six to the Lakers, and lost in five to Denver. That's incredibly possible. So if Milwaukee wins, I would like their chances against Miami. If they were to knock off the Knicks, I would not like their chances against New York. Now let's go ahead and go to the other side. Let's say Milwaukee ends up getting upset in the first round. I've heard a lot of people say, including Bill Michaels, to trade Damian Lillard. That would be the dumbest move John Horst has ever made in his tenure in Milwaukee. I'm being serious. Here's what he should have done when they were talking about bringing Damian Lillard from Portland here. They should have included Middleton in the trade, not Jrue Holiday. That's the mistake that John Horst made, in my opinion. But if you end up trading Damian Lillard, this Bucks team is not going to win another NBA title. I am sure of it. Even if he were to go to his first preferred destination, let's say that Miami wanted to bring him in and you were able to get somebody. Let's say that you can get Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and let's throw Duncan Robinson in there. You're trying to tell me that Jimmy Butler and Giannis Antetokounmpo would coexist? No. The one guy you need to trade if I'm Milwaukee, if they end up losing in the first round, or even in the second round of the series, is Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton signed a three-year, $100 million contract at the end of the season last year. He has not lived up to his money. Now, that's because he's been hurt, which is a valid excuse, but the best kind of ability is availability. And Chris Middleton has not been available at all this series. So if you want to hang on to, so I would say hang on to Lillard, trade Middleton, see if you can get draft capital for that, and get younger. Brooke Lopez is 36. Damian Lillard is 33. Chris Middleton's 32. Giannis is 29. Bobby Portis is 29. You look at all these role players. Danilo Gallinari, 35. Patrick Beverley, 36. Pat Connaughton, 32. They need to get younger and get more draft capital. But if you end up trading away Damian Lillard, that team is going to have to go through a full rebuild. If you trade Damian Lillard, you might as well trade Giannis Antetokounmpo as well. You need to find a way to get those two together to make it work. Chris Middleton is the one that needs to be traded. And I don't care about chemistry at this point. What needs to happen is that you need to go out and get players and draft picks that can help you win a title this year. You have two superstars in Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. I can't believe how many people are jumping off the bandwagon. Now, if this were 2 years into the experiment, and it wasn't working out, then you would have a legitimate case. And I know Lillard is going through a lot. If you haven't followed along throughout the course of the season, Damian Lillard is going through a really bad divorce. He hasn't been able to see his kids as often as he would like. He's uprooted his life from Portland to Milwaukee. It's a lot going on for Damian at this point in time. It is a lot. And I know people that have gone through breakups. I know that everybody's gone through nasty breakups themselves and divorces. It takes a toll on you, no matter what the case is. But I also remember a particular superstar that went through a pretty bad divorce with child custody issues and was able to lead his team to a couple of NBA championships. You know who that guy was? Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade went through an ugly divorce during the first year of the Big Three era with him, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh. He was able to overcome that and lead the Heat to two NBA titles over OKC and San Antonio, respectively. I have a feeling that Damian Lillard can do that because mentally, I think he's in the right place. I think he's not in the right headspace. And breakups and divorces are incredibly, incredibly difficult to go through. I do not wish a divorce on anybody. Because those can get very messy, especially if you make a lot of money. And Damian Lillard makes a lot of money in the NBA. So I think the reason why he's struggling is because of the issues surrounding his personal life. Being lonely is the worst thing in the world. And being alone along with it is not a good feeling. It's a dangerous feeling, as a matter of fact. And a lot of people want to write him off after 1 year. I say give it another year. If it doesn't work, then you can go out and trade him. But I think you need to trade Chris Middleton because he has a player option coming up at the end of next season. And if you don't trade him now, I don't know what you're going to be able to get back for him. That's just me. Bucks take on the Pacers on Sunday. Game one is at 6 o'clock at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee Sunday evening. Coming up after the break, we'll chat with Hunter Bumgarde from 97.3 The Game as we talk about the Brewers' hot start to the season. That's coming up on The Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is The Sports Q on WJJQ.
The Goods Do It Express has a wide variety of everyday items that you may need. Of course, mobile gas and diesel fuels. Need a car or truck wash? Stop by at The Goods. It won't be long, and we'll be preparing for spring fishing. Swing by The Goods Do It Express and check out the early season of equipment for fishing, plus artificial and live bait and your fishing license. While you're there, gather some beer and snacks to enjoy and your morning coffee and conversation at The Goods Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk.
The way we use our homes is changing. Hilke's LP Gas is your local carrier expert. They're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. They're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier. Serving most of northern Wisconsin since 1958, contact Hilke's LP Gas at 453-3505. They're online at hilkes.com or located on South Tomahawk Avenue for your cooling comfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day. And a regular guest has returned to the show, Mr. Hunter Bumgarde from 97.3 The Game. Hunter, welcome back, my friend, and thank you for joining me.
Absolutely, Alex. Anytime. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. Let's get right into it here, Hunter. Hard to believe that the Brewer season is already 2.5 weeks in. Let me first off ask you, what has impressed you the most about this team so far?
It's a good question. They've been impressive overall so far. I think they've gotten off to a better start than I think maybe people had thought, especially that 10-3 start to start the season. But it's been the offense. That's been what's leading this team to victories. And to be honest, coming into the season, that's exactly what this team needed in order to be successful. They need the offense to be good because you lost the pitchers that we've talked about a million times, Burns and Woodruff, right? You lose those two, and you need to, and Devin Williams for the first 3 months of the season. So somehow you need to outscore teams because you know your pitching isn't going to be exactly up to that standard that you've had in the last few years. So far, they were doing it. I mean, over that seven-game stretch from that Sunday against Seattle where they won 12-4 through that 11 consecutive 11 run outings against the Orioles last Friday, Saturday, like through that stretch, it was just consistent hitting and consistent pressure on teams as well. Like that stretch from Sunday to Sunday, April 7th through April 14th, they had at least 12 hits in six of the seven games, and they had only 17 of the 63 innings where they didn't have a base runner. So you're talking 73% of the innings there's a base runner. So just that pressure on other teams and the way they can run and use their speed to steal bases, all of that combined is the exact recipe for success for this team. And if they don't get that offensive production and they don't hit with runners in scoring position like we've seen a little bit in this Padres series, that is where it can get a little bit dicey. So they have to keep going with the offense we saw over that week, and I think they can. I think they got the tools to do it. Now they could go up and down because they're young players, but so far that offense has been impressive.
Hunter, you mentioned the hot stretch that they had last week. They put up seven or more runs on the board in, I think, five or six straight games, including all three of their games against Cincinnati and a 12-4 victory over Seattle that you mentioned. Why do you think this offense has become explosive to start the season?
It's a good question because, what Pat Murphy said it in spring training, manager of the Brewers. He said, this team is going to score more runs. I mean, that was a direct quote from him, that this team is going to score more runs. And everybody's like, well, yeah, you can say that in spring training. You can say a lot of things in spring training, and who knows. But so far, he was right. And I think it's the approach. The Brewers have been much better at swinging at strikes and not swinging way out of the zone. Like these are guys that are going to the plate with a it seems like a more specific approach. It seems like an approach of, okay, we're going to work the count. They've worked a lot of counts, make pitchers work. And that's not necessarily, I think, something we've seen in the last few years. It's been more of, swinging at things outside of the zone, trying to get the ball, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, right? Where it's a lot of home run or bust. But this offense is a lot of just put the ball in play, station to station sometimes, but get on first, steal a base, see what can happen. For instance, Monday night, first inning, Churio single, steals second, scores from second on a base hit. Like that's the recipe for success. And so that's what's been working so far. But they're also top 10 in the league in home runs right now. So, like, they're also hitting the long ball. So it's been a combination of two, and that's the recipe for this offense.
Again, talking here with Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Hunter, let's go ahead and switch sides and talk about the pitching of this team. Obviously, it was the big question mark coming into the season with Brandon Woodruff out and Corbin Burns being traded to Baltimore. How do you think they've held up so far to this point?
They've been all right. You've had it kind of depends on the different. It's been tough to kind of exactly tell where this team is at pitching wise, because guys are still getting stretched out. DL Hall is a guy who's going from reliever to starter, and he's your number two in the rotation, so he's still getting used to being a starting pitcher in the majors. And when you have a guy as your two, I mean, think about it. He took Brandon Woodruff's spot in the rotation. So, like, that, when you think about that, and a guy who's only pretty much been a reliever in the majors, like, that is a completely, that is just, you're going to have to take, it's going to take time for DL Hall. And right now, with his 7.11 ERA, like, people are getting a little, antsy about it. And, looking at the Burns trade and DL Hall and Joey Ortiz coming back. Like, this is way too early to judge that trade. Like, we have to wait for a long time. We had to wait for a long time for the Hader trade.
Yes.
Still wait, because we're still waiting for Robert Gasser to come up and be impactful in the majors, one of the pieces in that Hader trade a couple of years ago. So you have to wait for these trades to really play themselves out. I think DL Hall's got the stuff to be a really, really good major league pitcher and to be the two guy behind Freddie Peralta. I truly believe that. It's just early on, he's running into some bumps in the road because he's still getting used to being the guy, being able to be the guy who goes out and pitches, five, six, hopefully seven innings sometimes as well. So I think that's that's kind of a wait and see there. Colin Ray's been Colin Ray. I mean, the guy's just a solid starting pitcher.
Yes.
And he's done exactly what he's done, you know, over his starts against the Mets, 5 innings, 1 earned run. Against Seattle, 6 innings, 1 earned run. Against Baltimore, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs. Like, he's been all, he keeps you in the game every time. You know, when Colin Ray goes out there, except for once in a long while, he's going to be able to keep you in the ballgame. And that's exactly what he's done. Joe Ross, I think, got just a tough inning on Monday night. Like,
yes,
it was just a comedy of errors, right? I mean, it was just a pass ball, catcher's interference, soft contact for singles.
Pitch clock violation also.
Yeah, that's true, and that was his fault. But
yeah,
and that wasn't good because that was a 2-strike count, and there was just a lot of, it was a comedy of errors in that inning. And, you know, double play balls that, you know, Troying was talking after the game. He's like, if one of those balls is just hit a little harder, we probably turn a double play. So with all of that, Joe Ross, I think, has been fine so far. And then Wade Miley goes out with the injury last night. We'll see where that leads us. But I think it's been keeping you in ball games, right? There hasn't,
yes,
aside from a game or two, there hasn't been this blow up of pitching, and the bullpen has been very solid as well. So they've been doing all right. You just hope that they can continue that, and hopefully, you know, Joe Ross can settle in, and DL Hall especially can settle in too.
And that bullpen, by the way, still operating without Devin Williams, Brewer star closer. Hunter, let's go ahead and focus in on the manager spot, because that was a big question mark heading into the season. What is the biggest difference that you have seen in terms of this team being managed between Craig Counsell last year, or over the last 8 years, if you will, and Pat Murphy this year?
I think it's just the attitude. I think it's just the way they are going about their business. I think this is a team that has a chip on its shoulder. We saw Willie Adames get into it with the Orioles catcher McCann on Friday night. Like, this is a team that's had 2 benches clearing incidents within the first, you know, 2 weeks of the season. And then that, you know, not that that wouldn't have happened under Counsell, but that's just a different mentality of this team. And I think this is a team that also, they and Murphy said it as well, where, like, they know they need to compete hard. And in order to win ball games, they're going to need to just compete, and keep competing. And that's what they've done in games. It's interesting, like, when you think about games when they've been down, you still think they had a chance. Heck, you know, last night, Tuesday night, Gary Sanchez has a chance to, you know, bases loaded. He's the tying run at the plate. Sal Frelick in the 9th inning, bases loaded, he's the tying run at the plate. Like, these guys have, or maybe it was two on, I can't remember exactly what the situation was Monday night, but Sal Frelick was the tying run at the plate, so a home run ties it there. So, like, that type of thing is exactly what this team does. They keep putting pressure on you, even if they're down, and they you know, you always feel like they have a chance. And I don't know if we've necessarily felt that way, especially with the offense in years past. So I think the offensive approach helps with that, and just the chip on the shoulder mentality that it seems this team has. This team has some fire. We've seen it from different players, and I think that is just that's just showing exactly kind of the attitude of their manager.
Yeah, and talking here with Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game here on the Sports QNW JJQ. Hunter, final question I have for you before I let you go is, what is one thing that you would like to see the Brewers do better as we start to get into late April and early May this year?
I think just the pitching overall, you'd love to see that improve, just to settle it down. You know, this has been, I think Murphy said it last night, that they've had 7 of their top 15 pitchers get hurt. I mean, that's half of your staff has gotten hurt so far this season, and you do the numbers and it does add up. And you talk about Aaron Ashby getting a spot start and sent back down, and kind of a bullpen day type day to day. Like, it's just, this is a pitching staff that we knew there were question marks, right? That what is going to happen with this rotation? Well, since Miley started the year not healthy, you couldn't put him as maybe your 2 or 3, so then he's slotted behind these other guys, and you have a rotation right now of Peralta, and then you have DL Hall, and then you have Colin Ray, and then Joe Ross, and then Wade Miley, and then, you know, sometimes a 6th starter depending on the stretch of games you're in. So, like, you're in a spot where you need to have more consistency from your pitching, your starting pitching. I think the bullpen's been fine. Now they're trying to also, though, settle into roles in that bullpen. Abner Uribe comes in the 4th inning,
yeah,
in last night's game. So, like, you know, he's your closer for the most part, but then he was also not the closer because, you know, Pyomps has taken that sometimes too. So they're still trying to figure out all of those roles. And I think like you said, late April into May, that's where things start to become clear. Like, people say, don't look at the standings till Memorial Day, and I think you're right. Like, this Central's all bunched up right now. It's crazy. But I think it's going to be bunched up throughout a lot of the season. But I think it's also a reminder to, okay, you want them to play well. Getting off to a good start is huge, and getting off to the 10-3 start allows you to lose some games and things like that. But it's also okay to take a step back and say, let's see what happens over the next month with the pitching, with the offense, and then make an assessment with this team as we go into June.
That is very, very key. Again, Brewers currently 10-6 on the season. The next series begins Friday night in St. Louis against the Cardinals. First pitch that evening is at 7:15. Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game, talking Brewers once again with us. Be sure to check out his new podcast, by the way, Brew Talk, on the iHeartRadio app, aired every Monday. Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game, thank you very much, man.
Absolutely, anytime. Always love talking Brewers with you, Alex.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to Hunter for joining us. We'll be back with more of the Sports Cue right after this on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate offers unparalleled service to all clients in the Northwoods real estate market. Your complete satisfaction with our service and representation is our number one priority. Hi, this is Matt Tyler. Whether you are considering buying a home, selling a home, Wild Rivers Group knows the area inside and out. Call me at 490-1820 or stop by our offices at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, or check us out online at wildriversgroup.com. We're ready to serve you at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate.
When you're buying a home, you need more than a lender. You need an advocate in your corner. Someone who wants those keys in your hand just as much as you do. At Crossbridge Community Bank, we're a local lender that provides a personal mortgage experience built around you and your needs. You could say we're personal on purpose. Crossbridge Community Bank. Purpose first. Visit crossbridge.bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day. Again, thank you very much to Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game. Again, be sure to check out his podcast, Brew Talk, on the iHeartRadio app, aired every Monday. Coming up on the second half, we're going to sit down with Hatchet Track and Field Coach Kirk Cordova to get his thoughts on the team's start to the season. Plus, it's Packers mock draft galore. The NFL draft is just over a week away, and I'll tell you who I think Green Bay could take with their first round pick in the NFL draft. I've also got 6 3-round mock drafts here for you. I'll have a full 7-round one for you coming up next week. That's all coming up in the second half of the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk, again, good to have you along on this Wednesday evening. It is currently 46 degrees under overcast skies. Winds out of the west at 60 miles an hour. It's now 6 o'clock. Time for our latest update from CBS.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden is praising the Senate's dismissal of impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports from the White House.
A White House spokesman released a statement that reads, "Once and for all, the Senate has rightly voted down this baseless impeachment that even conservative legal scholars said was unconstitutional." Ian Sams went on to say, "President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will continue doing their jobs to keep America safe and pursue actual solutions at the border, and congressional Republicans should join them."
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted his colleagues earlier for killing that trial before arguments.
"No evidence, no procedure. This is a day, it's not a proud day in the history of the Senate."
House Speaker Mike Johnson made similar comments today, but kept his focus on a plan to split a foreign aid package into 4 bills.
"We're very anxious to get the assistance to Israel, our dear friend and close ally over there in the Middle East, in the middle of a war for their very, justify their very existence. They need the assistance now, and we should be providing it to them, and that's our intention, to do it as quickly as possible."
Johnson says he'd also rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. President Biden says he could triple steel tariffs on China as the feds investigate the country's shipping practices.
"U.S. Steel has been an iconic American company for more than a century, and it should remain a totally American company."
He says it will protect American manufacturing and jobs. In Arizona, Republicans blocked another effort today to repeal an ancient abortion ban. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
An effort by Arizona House Democrats to repeal the state's pre-territorial law that forbids abortion except to save the life of the mother failed in a tied 30-30 vote. The future of the Democrats' repeal effort is in doubt.
Homeland Security is partnering now with Meta, Google, and Snap to inform more parents and young users on how to avoid exploitation and abuse. And Tigney Davis is head of safety at Meta.
This builds on work that we've been doing for years now, aggressively trying to fight these determined criminals. But they're not going away, and the trend is rising for things like financial sextortion. And we will build all the tools that we have in place and try to protect kids from unwanted contact.
Target's now the target of a new class action lawsuit for reportedly collecting and storing customers' face and fingerprint scans. A woman in Illinois is leading that charge, claiming the retail giant didn't get permission to keep all that data.
Keep going.
And 353 little ballerinas just broke a world record in New York City today for most dancers on point at the same time. Many of them are performing this week at the Lincoln Center. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Whether it's food for meetings or company events, Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. And that means all you have to do is sit back and take credit.
Wow, a vegan and a meat lover taco bar? Jill, you're the best.
Oh, all I did was use Easy Cater.
Take the credit, Jill.
Well, I guess I sort of...
Take it.
Invented taco bars.
Too far, Jill. Too far. Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Time is out with its 100 most influential list.
The list is not an easy one to put together, says Time editorial director Kate Matthews.
Over 100 people all across Time, across our bureaus, across our various verticals, experts in business and technology, in global politics, in domestic politics and entertainment.
As for this year's list,
America Ferrera, who after a long and storied career as an actor and an activist, had a major breakthrough moment this year in Barbie. Yulia Navalny, the widow of Alexei Navalny, who after his death has stepped into a new role as a leader within Russia's opposition movement.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, he didn't say exactly how much, but Hugh Grant says he accepted an enormous sum of money to settle a lawsuit against the publisher of The Sun. He'd accused the British tabloid of tapping his phone, bugging his car, and breaking into his home to snoop on him. The company didn't exactly admit guilt either, but both parties agreed it wanted to avoid a costly trial. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. and a very good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Our temperature here in the Northwoods at 46 degrees, rain still falling here at our WJJQ studios with winds out of the west at 60 miles an hour. We'll have our hatchet interview with track and field coach Kerr Cordova coming up in just a minute. But first, here's our weather forecast from Brittany Merlot. Brittany?
The forecast for the Northwoods. Spotty showers winding down under mostly cloudy skies. Winds are breezy still. Gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, it'll drag our temperatures to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy still with spotty shower chances continuing. High temperatures will hit the mid-50s, and let's keep our fingers crossed for a few spots of sun to close the day out. Sun returns in full force for Friday, but the temperatures take quite a hit. Highs fall to the mid-40s, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, making it feel more like the upper 30s. For WJJQ, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening, this wet Wednesday evening, I guess you could say. But again, as I stated before, The rain was probably needed. It's been a dry winter and spring. It's now time for our Hatchet interview here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. And joining me once again in studio is Hatchet track and field coach Kurt Cordova. Kurt, welcome back, my friend, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Get right into this here. You now have a few meets under your belt. You've had a few indoor meets. You had your first outdoor invite against Marathon. Let me ask you, what have you thought of your team's performance so far this year?
I think they're doing excellent so far. We're seeing a lot of progression in all the athletes from the first week of practice through the first couple indoor meets, and now that we're switching to outdoors, there's still a learning curve in it, but they're progressing right along to running better times and different events, getting a little bit better where we're seeing that step up. So it's been really good so far with all of them.
You know, Kurt, you and I talked at the beginning of the season about this particular team and how well they could have performed. Your girls have already had a couple of first place finishes, including at Marathon this past Friday. Why don't you take me through your team's performance that day?
Friday Marathon, that's always a good meet for us to start out our outdoor season. It's unlimited entries, so we can get everybody into it. You can kind of mix athletes around. We get to take some of our varsity and mix them with JV and just let everybody see where they're going to be on the outdoor meets and see if there's something else that they could try. With our distance team coming out, we had a lot of different times that we didn't know if they were going to progress through to that point, and we're seeing it. Our sprint teams right now are running full force. We had a few substitutions that had to come in at that meet on both boys and girls side, and they still are placing high in that. They're running good times for right now. Some of them are actually running times that we expect at the end of the year, which is a good progression through it. Just to be able to have everybody get a little bit of that experience into the outdoor season, a little different, colder.
Yes. You know, you look at this team here, talking here again with Hatchet track and field coach Kurt Cordova here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. You and I talked about, again, at the beginning of the season, you know, what can you see in this team bringing to the track? You brought back, you know, a lot of athletes from last year. What has impressed you the most about this team?
Their dedication right now is great. I mean, looking at the fine points instead of just running or your field events, they're looking at the techniques in it right now and dedicating themselves to working hard at the little things in it, the timing. I mean, everything in track is about timing. Your handoffs, your throws, your field events, your pole vault, everything's timing. And they're focusing on that and working hard to progress through it. So we're seeing a lot of just that dedication of focusing on the craft and not so much the running portion of it.
You know, Kurt, obviously there's obvious room for improvement in any sport, any season that you have. What will you be looking for from this team as this particular season starts to heat up? Because now the outdoor invites are starting to amp up.
Yeah, we're looking just for that progression. Running portion of it, I mean, we're looking for them to start, their times to start dropping. It might not be a lot right away, but we're looking for pretty soon here, once we're getting these outdoor meets, you're going to see a big jump in their times that they're going to drop, you know, 20 seconds off in a distance race or even just a couple seconds off in a sprint, where it's just going to click and you're going to see them start moving forward into that direction towards it's time for competition, you know.
And talking here with Hatchet track and field coach Kurt Cordova here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Kurt, let's talk very briefly about your next meet. It's this Saturday. You go over to Little Chute. This is a meet that you've been at over the last few years. You're going up against some really stiff competition, Division I schools, including Sheboygan North and Oshkosh North. What are you going to be looking for from this particular meet, and what makes this meet so competitive?
This meet's great. It's like you said, the D1 schools that we get to compete against. The other D2 schools are there is what we normally will end up seeing at sectionals. There are a bunch of schools that we don't get to compete with until sectionals, so it's nice to go there and have that little bit more competition. You kind of focus on it like a sectional meet. We're going to be looking at trying to go do our best there. You get to kind of see where you're going to be a little bit towards the end of the season, not only where we're at now or what we can improve on. It's a good starting point for us and for all of our athletes too, to be able to focus on, okay, what is competition going to be in a month from now when we go to conference, when we go to regional sectionals. This is the closest thing they're going to have yet to having an actual sectional meet. So
Kurt, any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
Nope. I'm hoping we keep progressing, and we'll see what this weekend brings.
Yep, definitely. Again, Hatchet's next meet is going to be in Little Chute Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, second outdoor meet of the season for them. Kurt Cordova, Hatchet track and field coach. Kurt, thank you once again for joining me.
Yep, thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to go over Packer mock drafts after this. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
The Enchalada Country Club invites you to play around with them this spring. Enchalada's Par 70 layout is truly fun and challenging for players of all ages and ability levels. Enchalada features a driving range, putting and chipping greens, pro shop, and bar and grill. Call for your tee time today at 453-3130 or book a tee time online at enchaladacc.com. Enchalada Country Club, Clear Lake Road in Tomahawk. Play around this spring at Enchalada.
April is a great time to get a new Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago. During the Jeep Celebration event, get $6,000 off select 2024 Grand Cherokee L's. Or get a well-equipped new 2024 Jeep Compass 4x4 for only $27,495 that comes with a 3-year, 36,000-mile basic warranty and 5-year or 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out the great selection of new 2024 Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators. April is also Ram Truck Month. Get $6,000 in incentives on new 2024 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cabs. Brickner Motors has a great selection of new Ram 2024 Heavy Duty 2500, 3500s that have recently been repriced with lower MSRPs of up to $8,980. Brickner Motors of Little Chicago, minutes away from Merrill, Wassey, and Medford. See dealer for details, tax, title, and service fees extra.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, currently 6:15. Thank you very much to Hatchet track and field coach Kurt Cordova for joining me on the show today. You know, that again, this is one of my favorite. If you've known me for a long time, I am a big metalhead. Metallica is one of my favorite bands. Master of Puppets is unbelievable. It's one of my personal favorites from them. That is a band that I really would like to see live. And I would like to petition to Greg, if you're listening, to try and put more classic heavy rock and metal music on there. If you agree with me, go ahead and just call into 453-4481. I'll take your call off the air and let you know. But you know what? Enough about the music and enough about my amazing, amazing music taste, if you will. Let's go ahead and dive into some Packer mock drafts, shall we? Just about that time. Let's do it.
First and 10 football at the 38 of Dallas. Play action and bootleg left, half bootleg.
Got now him.
Throw back
got
the other way.
He's got him wide open. Down the right side. Musgrave. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Luke Musgrave. And a dagger. A dagger right through the heart of the Cowboys.
Let me tell you, that call from Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron still gives me chills to this day. Absolutely love it. So, the NFL draft begins a week from tomorrow. Hard to believe that it's already there. And the Green Bay Packers are in an excellent position. They have 5 picks in the top 100. So that's in the first 3 drafts that they have. And they made the playoffs as being the youngest team in the NFL. They had the youngest offense in the NFL. And they were within a missed field goal of potentially beating the San Francisco 49ers.
You can never guess what you get here. I mean, my God.
Exactly. My God. So what do they need to do to power up and get to the Super Bowl? Let's go ahead and talk about some mock drafts, shall we? So the first mock draft that I did this, by the way, via the Pro Football Network. They have a free mock draft simulator that you can do. It includes trades. It includes top prospects, analysis. It's phenomenal. It's completely free. If you want to go ahead and try your own mock draft, go ahead and go to that website. That's my personal favorite. So there were a few guys that I had for my first round picks. So a couple of these guys have talked about in the past, obviously, with looking at top prospects that Green Bay could go ahead and take to improve that secondary. So looking at this particular team, they need, in my opinion, defensive back help. That's the biggest area of concern. So the few guys that I currently have, I do have Cooley McKinstry and Cooper DeJean. Now, those two guys are the two common guys that have been in a lot of Packers fans' mock drafts and in a lot of, wish lists for them. What do they need to do to get better? I've talked about Kool-Aid McKinstry and Cooper DeJean before. I think DeJean is a better prospect than McKinstry because he can play either safety or corner. I think that Kool-Aid McKinstry is a corner itself. Now, Kool-Aid McKinstry, his demeanor is a lot like Jordan Love, in which he stays calm, stays cool, stays collected. Nothing gets him too high. Nothing gets him too low. Cooper DeJean is a guy that could be the leader of a defense. Very similar personality, in my opinion, to Jaire Alexander. He could also be a key punt returner for this team. And I know that Keyshawn Nixon is back, but the one thing that you're going to want to do is try and make sure that Nixon is healthy and ready and also conditioned for the postseason. That's really the big thing. So as we have talked about in the past, there is a possibility that Green Bay could go ahead and trade up, if you will,
Yahoo!
Which is definitely a possibility, and that I think would be great. But there is also a couple of possibilities that I could see them trading down. Let's go ahead and get into our trade down selection. So the two mock drafts that I have that involve trades, the first one involved Green Bay getting an extra second round pick, and the other one involved them getting an extra third round pick. So the two guys that I traded down for, the first one was to pick 29, and that is Kingsley Suamatia out of BYU. And I've talked about him. This is a guy that is going to be, I think, a very consistent player in this league. He's not going to wow everybody with his play, but he will be a legitimate starting tackle right now. And the other guy is Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, who I think has the biggest upside in this particular draft. This particular Oklahoma offensive tackle, especially in an era, down in the Big 12, where you are dealing with teams like Texas, where they throw the ball a lot and there's a lot of points being put on the scoreboard. There's a definite possibility. Now, the other two offensive players that I have them staying intact are centers, which is a little bit weird, but I feel like that they would have an extra life over Josh Myers. So the two centers that I currently have, one is from Duke and one is from Oregon. Graham Barton is the center out of Duke. Now, Graham Barton is a guy, again, a lot of people don't know a lot about him because he went to Duke. Duke is not known as a football school unless you're the Giants and decide to be an idiot to draft Daniel Jones.
What an idiot!
Exactly. So, but he's a guy that could definitely make a change. The thing is, though, it sounds like that according to Rob Domofsky, that Zach Tom is going to move over to center. Now, if that is the case, that will leave the tackle position open. The other offensive lineman I could have them taking is Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon because he wants to go ahead and try and quack his way over to Green Bay. Am I right? No? Okay. Well, again, this is for me on the puns. You know me. I try to be a punny guy, and I try to entertain you with all of these mock drafts that I have. So the six drafts that I have, the first round picks that I have potentially for Green Bay are Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama, Cooper DeJean out of Iowa, Graham Barton out of Duke, Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, Kingsley Suamatia out of BYU, and Tyler Guyton of Oklahoma. We'll go over our second and third round selections coming up next. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for Excavating, Trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
With warmer weather continuing, now is the time to think about your air conditioning systems, because hot weather is right around the corner. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox signature collection of air conditioners and furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox signature collection with a furnace just right for your heating and cooling needs, and be ready for a hot summer. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County A. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. And if you're just impressed, if you are easily impressed, I just did that with my eyes closed. Talking with my eyes closed? I talk in my sleep anyways to begin with, so that honestly is nothing new. So we went over our first round draft picks. Let's go ahead and dive into our second and third round picks that I have for Green Bay in their mock drafts coming up, shall we? Let's do this. Been a long time since I had that intro. Figured why not go ahead and play it for you. Nothing like a little old school Monday Night Football. And believe it or not, the NFL Draft will also be on ESPN. That's one of the networks that's carrying it starting next week, April 25th on Thursday, over in Detroit. The wonderful, wonderful city of Detroit. The reviving city of Detroit, if you will. Don't know about that Pistons team, though. Probably their season is already game over. But I digress. So let's go ahead and dive into the second and third round selections that we have for Green Bay in my mock drafts. Again, all these mock drafts are from the Pro Football Network. If you want to do your own mock drafts, go ahead, look them up. Mock Draft Simulator is what you just need to go to. It's incredibly phenomenal. It involves some picks. So let's say that Green Bay, for the heck of it, they go offensive lineman in the first round as opposed to going defensive help. Well, there is a lot of defensive backs in the second round that Green Bay could honestly take to pair alongside Jaire Alexander. So those draft picks include Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. Again, he was a thorn in Wisconsin's side for most of his career. TJ Tampa out of Iowa State. Iowa State had one of the better defenses in the country last year. You also had Cameron Kitchens out of Miami. You could also look at Max Melton out of Rutgers. Bo Braid, who's a safety from Maryland. And then Ennis Rackestraw Jr. out of Missouri. So a lot of these defensive backs are in the second round. A lot of these guys could very well be taking in the second round selection. So with either pick 41 or pick 58, Green Bay could go one of those ways if they decide to go offensive line in that first round. Keep that in mind. Now, the other position that I think a lot of people would like to see is linebacker with Devondre Campbell leaving. The thing to point out, though, is that Jeff Hafley, who's the new defensive coordinator, is going to be running a 4-3 defense with three high up. So he is going to have a lot of middle linebacker play from Quay Walker. I think that you're going to need to draft somebody in order to make sure that Walker isn't tired by the time the fourth quarter comes around. And there are a couple of linebackers. The thing with the linebacker class, though, this year is that it's not as strong as it has been in the past. The best linebacker is slated to go late in the second round, and that's Edgerrin Cooper out of Texas A&M, again, playing in an SEC school. He's a very, very solid linebacker. He's a guy that has a lot of upside. You could also look at Cedric Gray out of North Carolina. The other player you can look at is also Jeremiah Trotta Jr. out of Clemson. His father, Jeremiah Trotta, was a really good linebacker for a number of years. You could also look at Junior Colson out of Michigan. Really, a lot of these guys, a lot of these linebackers are going to be available in the second and third round, so I would not be surprised if Green Bay either made a trade up or a trade down to get a linebacker that they want. Edgerrin Cooper right now is the best linebacker in the draft out of Texas A&M, and he's slated to go number 56. So just keep that in mind. The other thing to point out also is that in the third round, there's also a lot of good offensive line prospects. There is a couple of defensive back prospects as well. The offensive line prospects, Kieran Amegdeje out of Yale, Dominic Pooney out of Kansas. You could also take a quick peek at other guys like Patrick Paul out of Houston, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. A lot of these guys could very well be starters on that Green Bay offensive line coming up this year. Because Zach Tom right now, again, the consensus is that they're going to move him to center, which means that leaves the right side of that offensive line open for business. Or the left side, I should say. Well, really both sides, because with both offensive tackles, David Bakhtiari got released, so you're probably going to go with either Rashid Walker, in my opinion, at that left tackle spot, or you could draft somebody and then put them at right tackle, because Green Bay didn't address offensive line in free agency. They brought in Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney to help out with that team. So I think that I would not be surprised if Green Bay took at least one offensive lineman in the first 100 picks. And the other thing to point out also is that with A.J. Dillon coming back, the first two running back slots are set. The number three running back slot is going to be questionable because, you know, Emmanuel Wilson came in. He got hurt. He had some moments, but we don't know if he's going to be the guy going forward for this particular team. So just something to keep in mind. Green Bay drafting Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin is a legitimate possibility. It is a legitimate possibility that Braylon Allen could go to Green Bay. I don't want to go ahead and just bury that particular lead, but there is a possibility that he will go to Green Bay. The other third-round pick I could see Green Bay taking at running back is Will Shipley out of Clemson. He was a starter this past season, worked really, really good with Clemson's offense after Trevor Etienne transferred. And also after Ches Malusi transferred as well. So really, really, this Green Bay team, they have a lot of pieces that they have a lot of open slots that they could go to. And thankfully, they have a lot of pieces that they can fill those voids for. So just something to keep in mind as we start to head into the NFL draft. Again, NFL draft taking place in Detroit. First round will be on the 25th. And again, it's taking place in Detroit. Packers have the 25th, 41st, 58th, 88th, and 91st picks in the first three rounds of the NFL draft. I'll have a full seven-round mock draft for you coming up next week before we begin the NFL draft here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll be back to wrap things up after this.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
You already know Tomahawk Furniture and Gun offers you low prices every day. But did you know that if you find a better price, they will match it? They also have a great selection of clearance items just waiting for you to take home. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk or at their showroom just four doors down at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue, where you will find closeouts and hot buys on everything from rustic furniture to mattresses. Find the best deals in the showroom with inventory constantly changing. Grab these deals while they last. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun in downtown Tomahawk. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Just For You Fitness of Tomahawk provides the community with a top-notch fitness facility where everyone fits in and feels comfortable no matter what your fitness level or experience is. Just For You Fitness has treadmills, art trainers, recumbent bikes, cable machines, plus free weights and dumbbells. And Just For You Fitness is now offering personal training. For more information on personal training, call trainer Casey Mackey at 409-3519 or Just For You at 453-5100. Just For You Fitness, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and online at justforyoufitness.com, offering fitness on your time and also now offering personal training. Call Casey at 409-3519 to set up your appointments. That's 409-3519. Just For You Fitness, North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Fitness on your time.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Slight chance for showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 36. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Come in and find out why generations of families in the Northwoods have been doing business at the Auto House in Tomahawk for nearly 40 years. Gary is the longest operating auto dealer in the area. He provides selection, selection, selection. He's got about 40 quality late model used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot right now. The Auto House is a complete dealership where they service what they sell in their service department with an ASE certified technician. And if you need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental units available. And if you don't see exactly what you want on Gary's lot, just talk to him and he'll find what you're looking for, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Thank you very much for tuning into tonight's show as we get into our final countdown. Let's get right into it here. Coming up on Thursday, Tomahawk baseball looking to salvage a split at Medford. First pitch is at 5. And Tomahawk softball will look for their first GNC win of the season as they travel up to Northland Pines. That begins at 4:30. Friday, Tomahawk Golf will have their first road invite as they travel down to Reedsburg. That begins at 8:30 in the morning. On Saturday, the Tomahawk softball team will be in Monroe. Games will begin at 9 o'clock for a tourney. Tomahawk track and field will have an invite at Little Chute. Field events will begin at 10 that morning. And Tomahawk baseball with a doubleheader down in Hustisford. First game begins at 10:30. On Monday, the Tomahawk softball team will take a break from GNC play to take on Merrill. First pitch will be at 4 o'clock that day. Tomahawk Golf will have a Great Northern Conference meet at Inshallah Country Club, tee off at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Tomahawk softball will be taking on Rhinelander. That'll be our next broadcast of Patchett Sports. Fairmont Orthodontics radio pregame show is at 4:35 on Sports Talk 810 AM and 100.7 FM WJJQ. And Matt Tyler is going to join me in the broadcast booth. Also, Tomahawk baseball will be traveling up to Lakeland. That will get underway at 5 o'clock. And then finally on Wednesday, Tomahawk golf will be traveling to Barron for a road invite. That will begin at 9 that day. So spring sports obviously amping up here on the sports season here in Tomahawk. And I would just like to say thank you for tuning in once again. Coming up next week, we're going to go over Packer mock draft preview. We'll go ahead and preview a look at the Milwaukee Bucks and how they're doing come postseason time. They'll already be a couple of games in. I'll talk about what they need to do differently, what they like from them, what I didn't like from them. We'll also talk more Brewers as the season starts to heat up. Plus, your Hatchett interview will probably have either John Larson or John Roberts on, John Squared, if you will, to talk about the baseball or softball season. That's all coming up next week on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Thank you very much for tuning in. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.